with a little bit of a weird start, obviously the delay with the refs coming in. Does that play any factor going to this hockey game tonight?
I think the biggest thing we went back to is our value of the week is find a way. So it's kind of a coincidence where you have this delay of an hour, and it's hard to kind of keep your focus for an hour. So we were able to figure some things out in the dressing room and came out and just kept it simple. We didn't let our energy get too high, didn't let it get too low, and just stuck to our game plan, which I think really helped us a long way.
Perspective of the leader on this team, when you see a game get as emotionally charged as it kind of was towards that second half, what are you saying on the bench to keep cooler heads?
Our typical thing to go to is an RT. So like on Twitter, you get a retweet, right? We're just like, hey, energy up, or let's stay level, keep simple. And everybody, it's easy with this group of girls that we have to kind of get things channeling through everybody. But it's pretty hard to, especially in a rivalry against Grand Mac, like the one we have, it's really hard at times to keep playing hockey and not let the physicality of the game get in the way. But I think just being able to talk to the girls, and we knew what we needed to do, and we were able to stay focused and do that. So,
Obviously, in the last 10 minutes of that hockey game, McEwen was really pressing. They outshot the Ukes in the final period there. What's the message that you, the captain, sends to the rest of the team in order to kind of have cooler heads prevail?
I think we kind of forgot that we're protecting a lead in that sense, right? So we kind of sat back a bit and pulled their goalie 6-on-4 power play. We couldn't afford to do that, so we were able to figure some things out there and pull it out in the win.
Right on. Last one for me. You've got the second half of the home and home tomorrow in their territory. Off such an emotional game, what's the mindset going in?
Going in, we have a goal for this first half, and we know that we're kind of playing this weekend, considering we do have a game against Red Deer on Sunday as well, that it's kind of like a preview to semifinals. You have a best of three. Sometimes you're going to have to end up playing three games a weekend against tough teams. So we definitely know that we know what we did out there today is exactly what we need to do tomorrow. So same kind of thing.
And a quick comment on Tara Bouvette.
Oh my God, with the blocker save, she's been standing on her head and completely translated into today. She was incredible. Breakaway saves, in tight, everything, absolutely outstanding. Couldn't say enough about it.